Blog Talk Radio.
Children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfills my need. A lonely place to be. So I learned to depend on me. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail,
I want to take this time here and dedicate it to the broken. I want to talk to you for a moment. You see, I've been on this Christ walk for a good minute, you know. And I understand that there are some who got the thing figured out and down pat. But for the rest of us, every now and then, you know, life happens. And we need to simplify a little bit. This is the reason for this song. And I hope you hear my heart on it.
My love is gonna go on through.
simple, I know. Please forgive me for asking, but life can be so confusing. So I lift up my hands like a child to his father to hear it one more time that I am yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You love me. Thank you, Jesus. You like me, glory, glory. You like me. You know, where the Lord is concerned, I get a little bit needy.
Oh, how I love him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Tonight you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and the partner in praise, Van Meadow, a.k.a. Poetic. Hopefully we'll be joined a little later with Alonzo, but he's tied up at the moment. But that's okay, because we're going to do what we do anyway. What's going on with you, Van?
Hey, what's happening, Paul? What's going on? How you feeling?
I'm pretty good. Ripping and running, like usual. But what else is there? Good thing is I'm able to do it, so I'm not complaining.
That's good, man. That's good.
I'm not letting my 38 again years slow me down.
I know that's right.
One of these days, I'm going to move up from 38 again. I almost doubled it.
Doubled it?
Okay. But almost, not quite.
Almost. But you're doing okay, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm breathing. I have relatively good use of my limbs. Somewhat good use of my brain and my facility, so I can't complain. It could always be worse. But when you know the answer to all of your woes, all of your ups and downs, they don't seem so bad anymore. You know, there's
right.
Somebody greater that can handle it all for you. Turn all of it around. Make a way where there is no way.
Amen, brother. Amen. Amen.
Then it's no longer a problem. So, yeah. Let me rephrase that. I'm doing great.
That's what I like to hear. That's what I like to hear.
Fix myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Because he didn't have to do it.
He didn't, but he did.
He didn't have to. But he did. He woke me up this morning. He allowed me to see a whole nother day with expectations of another day. But you know what? Best thing about it is, if this be my last day, I'm okay with that.
Yes, sir.
I have his assurance as to where my eternity will lie. Oh, what is that scripture? It says, death, where is thy sting? Or something to that effect.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, death no longer is. It's not a scary thing. And I'm sure you feel the same way because you have that same assurance.
I sure do, without question.
And you trust and believe in it. Yes, sir. Beautiful thing. You know, this is a football season, so our numbers are going to dwindle, which means we'll probably maybe just peace and then maybe play a short song afterwards. Well, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear. We'll play it by ear. But the first thing we have to do, I'll let you flip your two-sided coin. Praise us in today. How's that, man?
Absolutely, Paul. Let's have at it. Let me flip my coin. Where's my coin? I like the way you said two-sided coin. So what are you calling, Paul? Are you calling heads or tails?
I'm going with heads today.
You're going with heads? I'm going with tails it is? All right. Tails it is. So that means that I shall perform the task.
The mic is yours, too.
All right. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you asking forgiveness for the sins that we have committed against you, Lord, that displease you. Father God, we pray right now, Lord God, that in our admission of sin, Lord God, that you forgive us, Lord God. Father God, we don't want to take for granted that just because we belong to you, that does not mean that we don't have to come to you and acknowledge these things. Because, Father God, you give us grace and mercy, and we're thankful for that. Father God, we want to lift up the world to you right now, Lord God. Let you place your hands where it needs to be placed, Lord God, and you heal what needs to be healed, tear down what needs to be torn down, rebuild what needs to be rebuilt. And, Father, we, whatever way it goes for us, we would just be obedient in what you tell us to do. Father God, we ask a blessing upon our children, Lord God, as they go out in this world, Lord God, and we pray that they return back to us the same way that they left, Lord God, maybe a little wiser, maybe a little smarter. But we ask that you just protect them so that they can return, Lord God. Father God, bless those that are hearing us, Lord God. Bless those that are listening, Lord God. Bless those who are not here, Lord God. According to your will, not our will, Father, but your will. And Father God, I want to say that we love you, we praise you, and we cherish you. For it is in these things that we ask. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, today was Youth Sunday at my church, and there was a lot of praying going on for the children. That's so important right now, because most of us, I assume, are past the halfway point or approaching it. So we have to feed and nurture and protect these children, because when we're to that golden age where we can't do for ourselves, or where we're limited in us and things that we can do, they will be in charge. They'll be the leaders, the caretakers, all of that. We have to invest in them now. And praying over them is the best that we can do for them. That doesn't negate, you know, our mentoring and parenting responsibilities. But we have to pray for our children. So I thank you so much for that, man. It's really crucial these days, particularly when you see children killing children. It's, I don't know. It's saddening, but the Bible tells us that these days were coming. We have plenty of opportunity to change this, but apparently God knows better than we do, and he saw the heart of man and knows that it's going to be this way. So it just doesn't make it any easier to actually witness it.
But you're right.
We're going to get things started here. Tonight we're focusing on our relationship with Christ. You know, what it means to us. Everybody talks about, you know, having a relationship with God and so on and so forth, which is as it should be. But I want it to be a little more personal. What is it to each of us individually? So, with that being said, Van, you get to choose who goes first.
I think you should go first.
You know what? I don't know why I ever thought differently, but I knew that's what you were going to do. I knew it. Because if I had the choice, I probably would have chosen you. So I was trying to find it, but I remembered it was untitled, so that's why I couldn't find it so easily. It didn't have a title. I just finished this short time ago, so it may not be finished, but it's finished for tonight anyway. So this is an untitled piece.
Mic is yours.
Thank you, King. When I reminisce on some of the earth-shattering loves and relationships I've had over the years, I realize how very blessed I've been. They encompassed some memories, seasons of joy, and a variety of happiness. There is no doubt that I am blessed. Seasons and reasons for the beginning and their demise, seasons and growth and life-shaping situations. from the stuff of human relations. All the joy and ups and downs and ins and outs were mostly the good outweighed the bad. All the moments of sexual pleasure and friendships that survived, I thought were the best times I ever had. Until I formed a relationship beyond the constrictions of seasons and time that surpasses all the joy and laughs and memories ever shared. A relationship that is without end. Even at my worst, I was loved. And for that manner of relationship, I was not prepared. And truth be told, I was actually scared. In a relationship that defies definitions, that is more pure than anything known to man, I'm talking about the relationship that I am completely overwhelmed by. It is my relationship with the great I am. I won't try to describe it to you. It is something I'm unable to do. It is something that would have to be experienced by you. It engulfs my entirety through and through. Every day it feels wonderful and new. I can only encourage you to experience it for yourself. Sample the richness of God's loving wealth. I assure you, if you sincerely enter into a relationship with Jesus the Christ, you will desire to grow in that relationship for the rest of your life. Even in my imperfections, my relationship is truly the one. I am in an eternal loving relationship with Jesus, God's Holy Son. Could never be replaced or improved. That's that piece.
Hey, Paul, that's great piece, man. Man, it sounds like it's finished, but if God leads you to add more, then who are we to argue with God? You know,
absolutely.
I sure ain't. I don't have the bandwidth to argue with him.
No, sir. Yeah, I might be a little cocky at times, but I ain't stupid.
I know that.
Well, maybe I am. I am not that crazy anyway. But you said that perfectly right. My head may have said that it might not be finished, but unless I get the memo, that's that piece.
I know that's right.
You know, Van, it's funny. I kind of thought, when I started writing or thinking about what I wanted to write for this and praying about it, whatever, it dawned on me. This is kind of an unfair challenge or theme, so to speak, because I couldn't really find the words to put it into words to describe it in the depth that it deserves to be described. So I'm kind of anxious to see what others have to say, because I just drew blanks, and I just realized that I really can't describe it. So the best thing is to just invite someone else to feel it for themselves. Then they'll understand. It's something that's, I don't know, beyond words. Oh, man. He's too awesome. He's just too awesome. So, Van, I'm curious to see how you are going to come tonight. Because you know you're not going to get away from doing a piece and getting out of the way. No, sir.
I mean, you sure? You know, we can just go to the callers if you want. I mean.
Is it my choice?
Yeah, it's your choice. Yeah.
If it's my choice, then absolutely not.
Oh.
We want to hear what God has for us through you.
All right, my brother. The piece I wrote is simply called Our Relationship.
Mike is yours, King.
Thank you. Can I have a word with you? So I can say some things that may or may not be true. See, you and I have had this relationship on and off again, but it's our relationship. I know it's a trip. For me to even try to bargain with you about when I want to be holy, more like when I want to do right and you decide to scold me. But you know, God, my relationship with you is unlike any other. You hold me in such high regard because you have my soul forever. The devil tries to interrupt what we have going on by trying to put lies and untruths mixed with deception and misconceptions since the day I was born. Now I used to wonder, when will you do the things you promised me? But I know now that you can't trust me with big things until I handle the small things repeatedly. So when I get the opportunity to review my counterparts, their lives seem so much more perfect than mine as I avoid satanic darts. All I desire to do is keep seeking your kingdom, Father, and be obedient to your words. But I love the relationship we have, and I want it to become deep. You even more prouder than you are now as I avoid the grim reaper. See, when I die, I want to hear my Heavenly Father say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." No, he will say, "My son. You have given me so many tasks and responsibilities. Some I have succeeded in your expectations, but never removed you from my nobilities. God, you are amazing, and I yearn for your presence every day. Slowly, I require more and more of you when you say that you have need of me to perform your ministry. I dare not be like Moses and suggest I'm not eloquently enough to speak as you have requested so honestly. Go forth and bring about the knowledge of your son. He who has bore the sin of the world would just so we can have eternal life and say we've won. To God be the glory for the many things he has done in my life, no matter what I've done to sabotage. He knows the outcome of his masterful plan he has for me and his barrage. His barrage of blessings that ensured our relationship is not a fraud. Because even if he doesn't do another blessing on my behalf, I will still applaud him and his position in the loving relationship so I can say, yes, Lord, for our relationship is unbreakable. Even when I try to do the unthinkable. Poem.
Okay. Now that rose to the occasion. Brother, yeah. And even as good as that poem was, it still falls short. But I'm glad you were able to articulate some of the emotions of your relationship. Because it's something that's beyond words. It's more a spiritual and an emotional thing. I love that piece. It shows the intelligence of forming a relationship with Christ, of God, because even in our fallen state, there's so much that he blesses us with, so many situations he saves us from, even when we're running from them. He's still there for us. So I appreciate that piece, because someone who does not have a relationship, that right there would encourage them to seek out and try it for themselves.
Yes.
That piece, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. To God be the glory.
Yes, sir. That was a little witnessing and seed sowing and poetry all in one. As a trifecta there.
Absolutely.
I love it. Now, let me see. What do we have here? We have another caller. So I think maybe, just maybe, we could see what he has to say about this. What do you say?
Absolutely. I'm all for it.
Sounds like a plan to me. Ladies and gentlemen, that means we have coming up next, and other than Brother O. Good evening, King.
How's it going?
All right, all right. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing good.
Hey, Brother O.
What's good, man? How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Here.
Absolutely.
So, let me ask you something, Brother O.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this topic for tonight?
I feel it's an important topic because if you are to have a good life on this earth, you have to have a relationship with God. Everything you do in your life, you know, God is there with you and for you. When you go through rough times and you go through your good times, God is always with you, and it's important to have that relationship. Every day you can either read the word or pray or meditate or just think of his goodness every day. So it's important, you know, like he's like our father, you know. He knows when he loves us regardless of what we've done in our lives. And sometimes you have to be drawn close to him. Because in this world, if you don't have a relationship with God, he ain't. I don't know how you gonna live in this world without a relationship with God. You can't do it.
Uh-uh.
It's not possible.
Not successfully.
No, sir.
Well, actually,
nope.
You're right. You can't. Whether you form a loving, positive relationship with him or you don't form one, that's still a relationship, but that's a relationship that you don't want to be in because it's, well.
Yeah.
It ain't going to turn out too bad, too good for you. So,
right now, I
couldn't find the words to put it into words, so I'm really curious to hear what other people were able to do with this. So I'm going to shut my mic and my mouth, and I'm going to hear what saith God through Brother O.
Now, this poem is called The Constant Battle Between My Humanity and My Spirituality. Without God's spirit, we are limited to producing only things within the capabilities of the spirit and man coupled with the influence of Satan. So we could produce wonderful material things, the spiritual and moral fruit was overwhelmingly bad. However, my dear brothers and sisters, living as a believer is never easy because we all have two natures within us. We have a human nature that are ingrained with our patterns of thinking and habits, which are practiced in 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. And our spirituality and divine nature, as described in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, coexist together. Our humanity and spirituality are irreconcilable antagonists within us in the middle, forced to make choices between them. We don't need to have the fear we sometimes associate with James chapter 1, verses 6 to 8. We all have one in mind. However, we have to be on the lookout for double-mindedness. Double-mindedness requires knowing God's law, meditated efforts to subvert it and then justify behaviors, choices, and decisions. You have to use excuses or alibis as our defense mechanisms to justify acting according to our human nature. Double-mindedness occurs when we harbor sin and appear to live God's way. A double-minded person struggles with balancing his or her human nature. Spirituality cannot have God's Holy Spirit according to Romans chapter 8 and verse 5 in Galatians chapter 5 verses 16-17. Jesus tells us in Matthew 6:24 that we cannot serve two masters because our allegiance will be either with our human natures or our spirituality. One cannot serve the world and God's church simultaneously. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 17-18 and 1 John chapter 2, verses 15-17. God demands that we choose our humanity or our spirituality. But, however, don't shy of the fence because you can't have it both ways. It's either one or the other. More or less, verses 17 to 18. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the spirit, and the spirit desires what is contrary to the flesh. They are in constant conflict within each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law. That's the peace.
Oh, man, brother.
All right.
Wow.
He came fully loaded with that piece, the scriptures and all.
Yeah, he did.
Once again.
Armed and ready.
Yeah. Once again, brother, come in here teaching and preaching and burning up mics.
Oh, thanks, God.
And we need to be thanking you. For being obedient to God and his guidance with your pen.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because we all know we get help.
Right.
So what were you thinking when you wrote that piece, bro? I'm just curious.
Thinking that, I'll sing about how the our human natures and our spiritual sides often clash with each other. They often conflict with each other, and then in the middle, that's where every one of us is trying to find balance between our human nature and our spirit. In our spirit side, like example, if you want to give somebody peace of your mind, you want to act according to your human nature, but your spiritual side said, no, don't cuss that person out. No, ignore what that person has said about you because it's not true. So that's where we have to balance the two. We have to constantly...
Okay.
Have balance between the two.
Absolutely.
And as I said in the piece, either you serve God, or you serve the world. You can't have your door one foot in and one foot out. It doesn't work like that. Either or. Can't have it both ways.
You got that right. Yeah, you definitely have a choice to make.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah, I appreciate you for coming in with that little bit of wisdom there, my brother. But then again, that's what you do.
Exactly.
And I'm happy that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So, my brother. Be getting ready. Did you have anything for that piece, man?
Yeah, man. I just want to just applaud Brother O for just being, true to what God has called him to do through his ink, man, and just continue to be obedient. We know the battle and the struggle that you face, and you're being obedient. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So I applaud you, brother. Great piece.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Pleasure, bro.
We're going to send you to the praise lounge, my brother. And,
okay, thanks.
We'll play a short song, and we'll be right back. Appreciate you, brother. One love, one mic. God bless you, sir.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
One love, one mic.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, I told y'all there's not many people calling in tonight because it's football night. So we're going to have to think of some creative ways to pass the time in lieu of callers. But for tonight, we're going to go into music ministry. Feel free to call in if you choose to and raise your hand. We'll bring you right on in. But we can still worship God through music. But before we do that, my brother Van Meadows, would you do me a favor and do us the honor of giving us that fantastic Epiphany rundown?
Now that I'm off mute, I can.
I was just about to say, Gina Storm, are you muted?
I was indeed. I was.
That's
indeed.
Usually but her.
Let's go over the rundown. Let's go over the rundown. All ladies right. and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with your host, Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is going to be one of my Javi shows, I believe, is Honey Drippers because he's got some guest features. It might be Fly Speak. It's one of them. But tune in tomorrow, Tuesday night for, yeah. And then Wednesday night is steamy, y'all. Steamy. The Erotic Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your host Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, and Trisha Stansberry. Saturday night is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. But stay tuned because I may have to pick my dad up, so we may have to schedule another show in that place. And then we'll be right back here next Sunday for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Yeah, I don't think I'll be here.
Okay. I was getting ready to say, didn't you forget somebody? But you just explained that. But I can understand that because I know you got a lot on your plate, bro.
Yeah, I got that drive back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so you're with us in spirit, so we all good. But, hey, y'all, that's a heck of a rundown for the week, isn't it? You can't say you're bored. You can't use no excuses like that because Tiffany got something for you every night. But one more thing before we go into this music ministry. Van, would you kind of give that public service announcement? Because that would, I think, tie into the music ministry that we're doing. Maybe they'll understand a little bit more when they hear what it is that's available to them and then listen to some of these praise songs. It might just cause someone to be curious.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know the God, the Jesus that we speak of, the Holy Spirit that resonates with us, reach out to Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, or myself, and we will be glad to usher you into the presence of God through his written word and our experiences. There's nothing greater than this walk with Jesus. So, let us know. Hit us up. We got you covered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm just sitting here going, Yeah, because if y'all know like I know, taste and see. Whew. I saw two. I might have to put that up in here. But like I said, we're going to go into a little music ministry. Once again, if you're curious about why things happen, you know, if you're going through some hard times and you can't see a way out, that public service announcement and this song just might help you out just a little touch with that.
And olive has to go through three stages for it's all to run. It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. And just like the olive, some of you may have felt like you go through the shaking, the beating, and the pressing. You went through all of that for your oil to flow. Now your greater is coming.
If it had not been for the shaking, I never would have been ready for the making.
beating in the spirit. Happy, yeah. I'm rushing in the spirit, preparing me for greater.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Change me.
Do it for me, Lord.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Inherit the earth. Rejoice, exceeding glad. Rejoice, for great is your
Now we're going to go back to code 901, which happens to be none other than Angela Suntoucher Patterson. Hello, Queen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Been a while.
Yes, it has. How are you?
I'm doing great, and even better now that I hear your voice. How are you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's better than being the opposite of that. So we'll take not too bad. We'll take not too bad. You know, tonight we've been going over our relationships, our relationship with Christ. There's been some very interesting points brought about it. I wasn't able to articulate anything, but some of the others came through and you know, really gave me some food for thought. So I'm anxious to hear what you have for us. I'll just leave it at that. I'm really anxious to hear what you have along those lines. I know your pen and I know your struggle, so I want to hear this. I think this is going to be food for everybody.
Well, for somebody, yeah, I hope. But I wrote it at like somewhere between 7:30 and 8 o'clock in the morning last week, because my granddaughter, she gets up in the middle of the night and she gets in my bed. And so when I got up to get the kids ready for school, while we were waiting in line, because there's always a line wrapped around the dang block, just wrote this poem. So this is where it's coming from.
All right. Now that's adding
give you
a little bit more
story
to the piece.
Yeah, so not long. It was just something that was on my mind in the moment. So
okay. Those turned out to be the best oftentimes. So the mic is yours, Queen.
Okay. I was awakened this morning, and I'm okay. It was 4 in the morning, but in that moment, I wasn't sure if it was the next day. Little taps on my bedroom door, a small voice saying, Mimi, it's me. And all I was thinking was, I wasn't asking. Didn't matter. There are 4 of them. All I know is that I woke up, but I'm okay. But I did ask that small voice to go to bed, whoever you are, my bed, your bed, your mama's bed, just a bed. See, I wasn't quite sure if it was the next day. And if it was, Lord, I thank you, and I'm okay. Since there was no alarm sounded, I was just going to be on my merry way back to La La Land where Jody C and them play. That may not make sense to you, but let me tell you, I hear music in those drifts back to sleep, that good drift, that drift where as my eyes roll back, where as my limbs release control, where as my head tips toward wherever the tilt in my torso leans, even if unnoticeably slight to the eye. Whereas my heart slows, but it's okay. It only slows. That kind of drift that if someone is looking at me, they would swear I'm smiling, and they say, yeah, she's okay. Small voice crawls into my bed because she knows it's okay. Together we share one of 6 pillows in the REM stage of slumber, and it's okay, at least for an hour. Move. Scoot over there in your own air, but she's okay. She's just happy she got to stay. Soon that alarm sounded, and I'm okay. Lord, I thank you once again, and it's going to be a good one, I must say. I've got foreign things in my body that bring forth whimpering from my voice box because it creates pain. Hair follicles gone, never to return. Weight reduced to memories of my teen years. Strength reduced to the memories of preteen. But you know, I'm okay. The heavens told me so before I woke up for the day. Said, you've got to do a duty, so be blessed in your stay. Said, create some comfort in your uncomfortable, comfortable worldly life. Said, create a little buzz for inspiration's sake. Said, put a smile even on the devil's face. Maybe he'll leave you alone. Maybe not. He is, in fact, the devil. Said, fear only me. Said, use these gifts given to you. Said, write a poem telling the people you're okay. Said, tell the people they will be okay. And I just nodded and joyously said in agreement, okay, in peace.
Now, Angela, you wrote that standing in line. Wow.
Yeah.
That piece, wow. That's a powerful piece. I can almost feel you being completely immersed with your comfort and trust in him. The fact that you're okay, you say you're okay, even through the hurdles of life. If that's not inspiration to somebody else. And even in the midst of the attack of the churns.
Right.
You know, that whole piece just, it had me sitting here smiling. And you said, what was that? Put a smile on the devil's face? Whoa, come on now. If that ain't God, I don't know what is, because I can't see that happening too easily. But we know all things are possible with him.
Yeah,
okay.
You say at least try. It may work out, it may not.
Oh, but look, if God's in control, hey, God's on it. That's a beautiful piece. That's a very encouraging piece. Like I said, I sat there through the whole thing smiling, just, you know, I think I was feeling some of what you were feeling. Transferred some of that through that piece. I loved it. I'm so glad.
Well, thank you.
The other day you said no. He said, I'll try to make it. Then you said, no, I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did.
Yeah. I know,
we
and I almost didn't because we decided to watch a movie. Because remember I told you I fall asleep at the drop of a dime. I'm out. I can't wake up. But we were watching movies earlier and having root beer floats. And so through the movies, I fell asleep. And I woke up and everybody was gone. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, oh, yeah, let me get on this show. So that's why I'm just like so late. I woke up and immediately thought of the show.
Amen. Well, see, that means that you are supposed to be here.
Right.
What he's going to need you to write. And like I said, that was for somebody specific, if not somebody's plural. That piece right there. I loved it. I'm so glad you
came thank you.
With that. You know, that almost has me ready to go look for a piece to do behind that one, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I'm going to play a song, then I'm going to come back with another piece. I'm going to do a song first, then I'll come back with a piece, baby. I got to think about that one. You know, I'm glad we're not in competition or nothing, but the power behind that piece, I have to find something that is powerful as well, that has a message. So I'm going to ask my daddy which one to do next. But Angela, I hope you're going to hang out for a little while. We're going to be playing some music. And
yeah.
You know, We got a little bit more time, a little bit. So you are not quite that late. So let me play a song.
I will definitely be here. Okay.
Awesome. Look, unless you fall asleep, but that's okay too.
No, I'm trying to hang in there. I went and fixed me another root beer float.
See, you had me drooling when you said it the first time, and I just bought a case of root beer too.
Because I've lost so much weight, my doctor told me to eat whatever because I need the calories. And because, you know, people usually be like, no sugar, no sugar. So he was like, eat, because my food won't stay. And he said, whatever stays, eat it and just eat. So now I'm having another root beer float.
Go ahead with that. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to get me one before the night's out. Alrighty. We're going to play this song right here. Then I'll figure out what I'm going to do next. Thank you so much for that piece, Angela. God bless you, Queen.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Angela, Sun Toucher Patterson. Phenomenal piece. Phenomenal piece. And here we go.
Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing.
All righty. Well, I guess I got myself consigned to do another piece. So the one that popped up is, there is no God. I hate to bear myself and expose myself like this, but I have to admit that I'm not really very smart. I may give a good portrayal that I have a smart article or two, but this is not so. And it is in that vein that I have to ask for some clarification. And this, I'm asking this entire nation to elaborate on something for me. I need some enlightenment in regards to creation. It has been suggested to me that some coincidental occurrence started our existence. A Big Bang was the catalyst to the existence of existence, variety of variations, the incomprehensible, unexplainable creation. Of creation was a coincidence. Janina been duped ever since. Ever since I first believed, when I believed that it was God who created and populated this sod, that there was an omnipotent, omnipresent, loving, merciful. Oh, and did I say a loving God? Do you mean that all the miracles and blessings I've been the recipient of over the span of my life, you actually formed your lips to tell me that all those rescues of me from myself, all those financial bailouts, healings, and support when I went through a sea of strife, all coincidences and not divine intervention? Do you actually think divine inspiration would exist if there is no God? Do you think you would have the breath to mutter such blasphemous things? How dare you be blessed by and yet deny Christ the King? The air you breathe, the thoughts you're able to think, yes, even the ones you allow Satan to control, the blood running through your veins, the physical emotions, known and unknowable answers and designs are all due to a power beyond comprehension. A love so vast, mortal shell is unable to hold. A love so great he offers in streets of gold. I say all of this to say, I guess I agree with you in some degree. There is no God. There is no God like Jehovah Jireh. There is no God but the great I Am. There is no God but El Shaddai. There is no God, none, the one who loves me. There is no God but the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Son. There is no God but the Holy Trinity. There is no God.
Let me hear the worshiper! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put their hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
It's who I got.
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise,
it's to our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah,
to our God.
Glory,
hallelujah,
it's to our God. Come on, say every praise, say
every praise.
God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and praise. It's to our God.
Every word of worship
is one accord. Come on, say every praise. every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to our God. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise. It's to our God.
On that 11 o'clock hour. Before we do go, though, I'm going to hang around after I play the program out. I'm going to hang around in the studio and play a little bit more music. But I just want to thank everybody that called in, everybody that shared with us this evening. Once again, this is the Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the dial-in number. This is not only an offering of Epiphany, but also another sponsored by another one of author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poets, Brainstorms, Raw Links Jewelry. Y'all better check it out. Man, I just had to get another piece a few days ago. I mean, it stays forever in my pockets, but it's a beautiful thing. I'm happy. I got a lot of compliments on that piece tonight at church. But anyway, if you guys would join me at the throne for a moment. Heavenly Father, we come before you thanking you just for being who you are. Personally, Father, I ask for forgiveness for my sins, both those done knowingly and unknowingly. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come together without persecution thus far, to praise your name, to uplift one another, to see how you reach out to each of us through another's poetry. Father God, I ask that you would continue to use us for your glory, that you would guide us to be the stewards of your word that we are. Father God, there's a lot of sickness and illnesses and diseases and conditions and things going around the world today. We ask that you would touch them, Father God. Heal them or empower them to get through what it is that they must go through, Father God. We ask for you to be with Dan and his father, Father God, for what they have to face, what they're going through, Lord. Touch them, empower them, heal them, uplift them, Father. Angela, son, touch your Patterson, Father God. Beatty, Gilbert, others who are going through their own personal trials and tribulations, Lord, continue to wrap your loving arms around them, Father. Continue to let your presence be known in their lives so that they may give testimony to your love and your greatness. And we will be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that's through your mighty name, Father God. For it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Amen. It's usually at this point that I would go into some music, but I see another hand popped up. So before I go into some more music, I'm going to open this mic. Area code 815. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have?
Happy Sunday. It's Tina Storm.
Hey, you. Look at you.
Hey, you.
Right at the end.
I know. I came to have church because my daughter showed up. She needs to borrow my second mom's, my auntie Bibi's vehicle so that she can get back and forth to work this week until her car's off the shop. And I also had a prayer request, and I was like, I can't miss church.
Okay. Well, what was your prayer request?
My mother had a fall on Friday, and she has bruised her knee, her shin, her forearm on the right side, even though she's left-handed, as well as she now has on a brace, and her feet are elevated. And she didn't want us to call 911. She didn't go see the emergency room. So we're just doctoring her at home, as well as my second mom on Monday of last week. She had been diagnosed with stomach cancer and survived. And now she is surviving breast cancer and had a mastectomy on her left breast on Monday of last week. And I just would like coverage for me and my mother's in the gap for their health issues. And Lord knows that I'm doing the best that I can, because when they're not okay, I'm not okay, because I have several autoimmune and physical diseases that impair me to the point where I can't care for myself, let alone others. But I have refilled my cup so that I could be here for them and standing in the gap, and that's why I'm requesting prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Their names are Barbara and
Lisa. I have one contradiction to what you were saying, though. You said you can't take care of yourself, let alone somebody else. But it seems like, from what I've been hearing over the span of me knowing you, you manage to be a caretaker for others as well. You get her
you
done.
You know what?
I'm not going to let you
And you know what I
down,
say
like,
when you say
done.
That?
You and God get her done.
I will say this right, but God, because I could not, if he did not, and he placed me in the position to be a caretaker for others in spite of the things that I've been diagnosed with. So I thank God every day for seeing me through, so that I can stand here in the gap for the people who need me at a greater circumstance. And they're in their 70s, and I'm in my 50s, and my daughter's 30, and she and my niece, who just turned 27 last month, came and got my mother off the floor because my 72-year-old aunt, who was my second mom, couldn't figure anything out when my mother was on the floor between her bed and her desk. She said, I don't know what to do, and she won't let me come to 911. And I said, we're going to keep it in the family. Let me call the kids. And I did.
Well, before I give you the mic for your piece for the evening, let's go back to the phone.
Yes, indeed.
And Heavenly Father, oh, Father God, this is the perfect opportunity for us to see your glory. Lord, we come before you asking for your intervention in the mothers in this situation, Father God. And let's take it a little bit beyond that for all the callers and listeners, Lord. Father God, we need your power. They need your power to get through what they have to get through. They need your healing touch, your guidance. Father God, touch the hearts, the hands, and the minds of all of the medical personnel involved in this, the family members involved in this, the doctors and all of that, Father God. Soften their hearts. Awake in them a desire to do your will. And then to sit back and allow you to do what you do. Father God, we hold them up into your most capable hands, thanking you in advance for what it is that you're already doing that we don't know about, and what it is that you will continue to do. Father God, touch them, hold them, give them the strength and the love of family to get through this together. We rebuke the enemy and any of his attempts to get between you and them, Father God. And we'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that's due your most magnificent name. It's in the name of your precious Son, Jesus the Christ, that we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Paul.
And how could I not? Don't thank me. You know, my daddy wanted, if I didn't, I'd have felt a little pop upside the back of my head. You know, I don't know if you ever got that, but mom ever get a hold of you and you call yourself getting away with something and you on the retreat and you turn your back and next thing you know, you pop upside
right.
The back of your head. So it is a privilege and an honor to be able to be in a position to pray for others. But that's what we do when we know him.
I'm humbled and thankful, yeah, and my mom spoke to me for thinking of them when I came to the sanctuary because they were like, are you going to have a chance to make it to Epiphany? I was like, I'm on my way right now, and I don't know if they're done or if they're wrapping up, but look at God.
Oh,
I love y'all.
Beautiful thing.
Like I said, this is my church. This is my home. This is where I belong.
I concur. 100%.
Absolutely.
I like it when you come through. I like it when you come through. So I'm going to let you do what you do, and I'm going to sit back and listen to what you do.
All right. I'm going to freak out. I don't have anything prepared. So thank you, Pastor Paul. This is
That's
for you.
Not a surprise if you want to freestyle. Oh.
Right.
Oh.
Well, for Deacon Van and Pastor Paul here in the sanctuary in the Epiphany universe that is known as the Inspiration Factory, I'm Jennifer Storm, and I want to give this not so much as my peace, but as my praise.
Mine is yours.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, not just for the day that you've given me, because today is the present. I opened my eyes and I unwrapped the gift that you gave me, and before me, I saw another wonderful Sunday. This was an opportunity for me to come and praise and worship you through your Son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. When I come to your throne in the sanctuary here on Epiphany in this universe, at the Inspiration Factory, all I want to do is let you know that this is a necessity and not an option for me. See, I've been a Christian since as long as I knew,
that there was a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that I needed to speak heed to. I wasn't always a good girl, but I always strived to be the best human being that I could be possibly. There have been some times when I have fallen down and I have stumbled, but I still got up because I knew that you were willing and able to make it possible for me to still come here and sit at your table. And it's the banquet and the feast of love that you prepare before me lovingly that I partake of. The body of Christ is the blood and it is spirit. So every time that I come in this space, I listen to the poetry and I don't listen to what I absorb it. The reality is it would be unnecessary for me to just think that this is something that would be remiss. And I would just say that I was in the presence and the spirit of the Lord. No way. You need to understand that it means so much more to this girl. I was a church girl even before I realized that I was. I didn't know that being a Christian was like a full-time job. But the things that I do are not just indigenous to the fact that I want to do the difference between right and wrong. Mm-mm. And it's not just like spoken word. It's like lyrics to a song. Nah, this isn't just me letting you know what God has done in my life. But if it wasn't for him, there would be no light. There would be darkness, and I could never open my eyes to see another day. So every time that I do, all I can do is be thankful and pray. Father God, I thank you for waking me up this morning on another Sunday so that I could worship and show you through your Son that you are the Father and the head of my life. And your Holy Spirit's been poured down upon me. Rain on me days of my life. And then I sing happily in a voice that was only given to me by you because its song was my way that I could convey how I feel about me. I wouldn't even speak. I promise you knew what you were doing when you made me. You made me a poetess, and I would be regret if I did not share all the gifts that I got from you. Because when I was wheelchair-bound and mute, I used to say this inside my head. If you allowed me to speak again every day, I would praise your name. If you allowed me to walk, I would walk on the path and which you put me on. And that's what I'm doing right now. This is September of 2022, and all I've done is praise and worship you. So I'm here yet again, thanking you for all the things that you do. So, Father God, just like Pastor Paul prayed for me and my family, I do so in Jesus Christ's name. This isn't even spoken word. It's a prayer from me to he. Because if it was not for God, there'd be no me. I'm so humbled and grateful and thankful that I can't even put it into words without tears. Oh, Lord, let me stand so that I can get through this piece right here. I love you. And I'm humbled. And I'm grateful. And I'm thankful. And I do this hallelujah because you made it possible. There was a time when I had to blink once for yes and twice for no. But I don't do that no more. And I'll tell you why. Because you gave me my voice back and I will do it every single day of my life. I will praise and thank you for the ability, blessed and highly favored. And you did this for me. I'm through the storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
I don't know how you did that, Gina. Because they talk about how I talk so much.
But
you just rendered me speechless. You rendered me speechless. I am in awe by the humility of that piece. I'm humbled by my inclusion in that piece, and I'm grateful for the prayer of that piece. I don't know what else to say.
Thank you.
You know, you're my pastor, and this is my sanctuary, and this is my church, in the absence of church. So through the pandemic, when I could not make it to the sanctuary, I told my first lady, my pastor, that I have a place that I can still worship. So I am humbled and thankful for you and Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet, and Van Meadows, who made it possible for me to have a place on Sunday that I could worship and praise God.
Amen. But I said, won't he do it?
Amen.
We don't know him. Won't he do it? I tell you, that God that we serve is just beyond description.
He's been so good to me and my family. All I can do is thank and praise him.
Amen, amen. I know that feeling. Oh, too well. The valleys he's brought me out of. The times he saved me from the... oh, my God. Surprisingly
amen,
enough,
amen.
The people that he has inspired through me, because it surely wasn't me.
Oh, Pastor Paul, if you haven't done it already, this would be a perfect time for an altar call.
Well, we did that already, but
I don't know if you did it already, but I know there's some people that don't know him like we do.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to do it just like this. If there's anybody out there listening now or who may listen to this recording in the future, if you want just an inkling of the joy, the trust, the love, the happiness, the everything good that we
Hallelujah.
Have, hit me up. Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and we would be more than happy and honored to show you in the Bible.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing that I can't show you to verify, because man will lead you astray, but trust in God. We will show you the steps to beginning a relationship with God. And then through your prayer, God will give the increase. He will help nourish that relationship. But if you're curious about some of the bold statements we say, some of the joy you hear us talk about, even in the midst of chaos, death, ailments, disease, we can still, we'd be more than happy to show you the steps to a relationship with Jesus Christ. I guarantee you one thing, you won't be disappointed. You won't be disappointed. Regina, we're about to go into a music ministry, and you said something in your piece.
I'm sorry, Pastor Paul. Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Something... Oh, you know you always.
This is my church home in the gap before I return back to my church home. So even when I go back to the sanctuary at the House of Glory here in Joliet, Illinois, I will not forget the fact that my Epiphany family have and uplifted me for 2 years and counting nonstop. I try to make it every Sunday if possible, and sometimes I'm late and sometimes I'm absent. But if I'm not there physically, I am there spiritually. So I thank you.
We receive you spiritually. It's the best way to receive somebody. But in your piece, you mentioned something about rain. That kind of led me to do the next song that we're going to start off with the music ministry in. And I hope that you guys hang out for a little while with me, because I hear some music in my head. But know, Gina, that you will be, you and the mothers will be in my prayers. Angela, you are always in my prayers.
Absolutely.
Dan, you already know.
God bless you.
And with that,
God bless you all.
God bless you as well. One love, one light, Queen.
It's so important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. see his presence. I'm in his presence. While I'm there thanking him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, he will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need you to move in this place tonight. I just need you to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Let it rain.
Lord, let it rain.
Let it rain.
That's all I want you to do now, Lord.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Yeah.
feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
You.
came to lift up the name of Jesus. Is he worthy? Is he worthy? All right, come on.
You understand. seems like the rain will never end. The Red Sea is in front of you, Pharaoh and his army behind you. But my brother, if you look your head up to the sky, God has not forgotten you. And his angels will camp around you, but he'll never leave you nor forsake you. His word is true. He'll do it for you.
To every broken person that may hear this song.
Yeah. To every boy or girl.
To every boy or girl that feels their smile is gone.
See, I know.
I know exactly how it feels. Yeah. Today is a better night.
All night long.
It's good. It's good. It's good. It's working for my good. It's good.
grateful. I need somebody to prophesy with your body language. Just say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Don't prophesy. I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it. Say it.
He's leaning
in my
direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all. Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth, say, I've got a seed in the
from them all. Still can't believe all the way you made. Oh Lord, in it.
Oh, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly, by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard. Barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning out. Little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Bringing home the bread, got your family fed. Oh, 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 you're blessed.